Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, July 18th, 2023, getting into the week here. It's another very, very busy news day. Julie is in our control room taking care of business, and we're going to try and get through as much news as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Let's get right on into it. Okay, obviously the big news is that Donald Trump has been notified that he is going to be brought before a grand jury and faces another indictment for his activities on January 6th. And it's raising on a busted flush, because every time they indict Donald Trump, his poll numbers go up, because the American people know this is a political hatchet job. In fact, there was an article that came on out in New York Magazine saying that another indictment may actually help his 2024 campaign. And basically he's been notified that he is he's got 4 days to appear before the grand jury. And then they're going to see if they can indict him. What they're basically trying to indict him for is questioning the accuracy of the 2020 election, which I think is covered under the First Amendment. Now, there is no evidence that Donald Trump did any incitement on January 6th. In fact, the available videos all show Donald Trump saying, please be peaceful, cooperate with the police and so forth. And, Jack Smith is out there saying, you know, we're going to get him. And, you know, by golly, that means he won't be able to run in 2024. Well, I did a check again, one more time. Okay. And, the Constitution lists the requirements to be a president, including residency, age, and so forth. There is nothing in the Constitution that says a person convicted of a felony cannot be the president. Okay. Now, about all they can really try and do is bring up a kangaroo court that throws Trump in jail until after the 2024 election. And that's a real desperation move. And nobody is buying this. It's all over social media. This is just a big, huge pile of USDA choice bovine excrement. And it clearly shows panic in the deep state. I mean, all of their scams and scandals and corruptions are being exposed bit by bit. You have Sound of Freedom, this whole pedophilia thing, Jeffrey Epstein, you know, blackmail and all the rest of it. It's all coming on out. And tomorrow, of course, we have that hearing in the House Oversight Committee, where there are going to be two whistleblowers who are basically, talking about how the FBI and the Department of Justice were covering up for the Biden family. They gave him favorable treatment. They looked the other way. And the committee is looking into whether investigators delving into Hunter Biden's tax affairs and his lying about drug use on a gun permit gave the 53-year-old preferential treatment. Well, obviously, that does seem to be the case, especially when you look at that sweetheart deal. Now, there are two whistleblowers, Gary Shapley, or Shapley, I think. The other is still anonymous, and so they're going to be testifying about that tomorrow. Unless there is a major distraction, which the Trump grand jury appearance certainly is going to give the corporate media a reason to ignore what's going on over at the House Oversight Committee. But I'm reminded back during the Clinton years when that whole Monica Lewinsky situation was boiling over, leading to Clinton's impeachment. And Monica Lewinsky went in and testified before Congress, and she walked out of that interview thinking she was going to see a phalanx of reporters on the Capitol steps. The steps were empty because while Monica Lewinsky was inside testifying, President Clinton ordered cruise missile strikes on two locations in the Sudan. One was a mosque. The other was claimed to be a biological weapons factory. It turned out to be an ordinary run-of-the-mill aspirin factory. And here's where the U.S. people got abused. They not only paid for the cruise missile that blew up the aspirin factory, the owners of the aspirin factory successfully sued, and so the taxpayers got to pay to build a whole new aspirin factory. But then, you know, Clinton didn't really care about that here. Now, getting on back to the cocaine found in the White House, Senator Tom Cotton, and I mentioned this yesterday, he said the U.S. Secret Service does not appear to have asked President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, about the cocaine that was found in the White House earlier this month. In fact, Secret Service really didn't interview anybody at all. And Representative Tim Burchett told Newsmax yesterday the Secret Service actually destroyed the bag containing cocaine at the White House, along with any fingerprints and DNA evidence. That is destruction of evidence. That is obstruction of justice. And, it's, it's all gone here. Now, there is a rumor circulating around right now, and I want to put it to rest. There is absolutely no truth to the rumor that in the Disney live-action remake of Snow White, the character of Sneezy is actually a cameo by Hunter Biden. So, anyway. Republicans are debating whether they should impeach U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. Well, it's just more talk and not action, and that's something I think a lot of people are very upset about the Republican Party. They talk a lot, but they don't actually do much. And remember, McCarthy came on in and said, I'm going to get all these January 6 tapes released, and there's still a whole bunch of them being hidden, supposedly because they prove that a lot of undercover FBI people were in that crowd that went inside the Capitol building. Now, if, in fact, Trump goes to trial over this latest indictment, he can subpoena and release all of those tapes under discovery. So there's an upside to this if it moves forward here. Meanwhile, Ted Cruz is calling for impeaching Garland, and if the evidence confirms bribes, Joe Biden. Yes, bribery is specifically listed as a crime justifying impeachment. Okay, now over in the Senate, in the Intelligence Committee, they're looking at a bill to reduce the Department of Homeland Security domestic intelligence operations. They may get the bill through, but we've seen already that these rogue intelligence agencies, they ignore the law. You know, they try and comply with the law, and then if they have to, they bend it. Look how they abused FISA and spied on Americans, including Trump, his family, and his campaign workers, under the excuse that they were, colluding with Russia back in the election. And it really is completely, completely out of control. Now, Ron DeSantis is still in the race. He's not polling very well, but he is starting to raise cash from precincts that Joe Biden had previously carried. This is coming out of the Wall Street Journal. And so DeSantis is actually pulling money away from Joe Biden, and also a little bit from Trump. But Trump is so far ahead in the polls, and I'm going to make a prediction right now. Trump's poll numbers tomorrow are going to be even higher because the vast majority of the American people have an inherent sense of justice and fairness, and they know what is really going on. Now, something very odd. This is being reported by Popular.info. Apparently, some GOP donors are funding Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s presidential campaign, which is a little odd because RFK Jr. is a Democrat. But we're hearing more and more talk about a potential ticket of Donald Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, the way the law is written, okay, when the country was started, they would hold a presidential election. The winner would become the president. The first runner-up would become vice president. But that led to situations where you had a president and vice president from opposing parties constantly arguing with each other. So the system was changed. So the ticket was set for a president and vice president to run together. But there is no prohibition against a mixed party ticket, so they could actually pull this off. And it would be a very attractive ticket, and maybe this is why some powerful GOP donors are supporting Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Story coming on out of Hal Turner. Says that it's got a video about how utterly brazen Democrats lie to your face, even under oath. In fact, I've been saying for years, the motto of Washington, D.C. is, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. And they do that. And former United States Senator, former Secretary of State, and now climate czar John Kerry appear to lie under oath, and they got caught. And why do people do such things? Are they diabolical narcissists? Are they sociopaths? Poor character, poor upbringing, might be all of the above here. Primarily, it's a lack of consequences. You know, they can lie and cheat and steal, and they're above the law. And maybe this reality does need to be changed, because if you lie under oath, technically that's perjury, for which you should go to jail. And this article is saying, you know, why would you believe anything people like this tell you, especially about human-caused global warming, which is, now that we're all suffering from COVID fatigue, they're back to saying humans are warming the earth and we've got to do something about it. Actually, you've got to do something about it. You've got to give up control of your life and you've got to give us more money. And so these politicians who can't even clean up their own cities will be able to lower the earth's temperature as long as you give them more money. Okay, now there is an article out of Gumshoe News, and this is coming out of Australia. They're looking at a new law down there that is basically supposed to be against fake news, but critics are saying it could easily be used to censor real news that the government doesn't approve of and is actually a threat to the entire social media industry. And maybe that is its purpose, because the one thing the deep state, New World Order, whatever you want to call it, fears is the fact that we're talking to each other. We're not watching ABC or NBC or CBS or Fox. You know, we're talking to each other and sharing information. And they remember how the Soviet Union was brought down by a network of fax machines called the Samizdat. And, you know, they're really scared. And you need to remember that the Internet was never intended to be a public utility. When it was first started as ARPANET, it was for the use of military centers and universities working on military contracts only, and it just started leaking on out, and DARPA went to the companies that were running the backbone of the net at the time and said, okay, here's your check for the next year, but there are some new rules there regarding who is allowed to access this very, very powerful communications tool. And all of these companies running the background said, you can keep your money, we'll take it from here. And that's the day the ARPANET became the Internet. And in hacker lore, it's called the Great Revolt. And so, yeah, the genie is out of the bottle, and the government is desperate to put it back in. And they're not really having very good news. Speaking of Fox News, their ratings are in the Al-Qaeda. Despite this revamp of their prime time, they are really at the bottom of the pile pretty much. And there is now a rumor floating around that Elon Musk may try and buy Fox News. And if he does, Elon, I would love a job in a new revamped Fox News here. Okay. Now, the House Oversight Committee is also holding a hearing to dig into why pre-Elon Twitter suppressed the New York Post reporting on Hunter Biden's laptop. And the executives involved had already admitted the decision was a mistake. Okay. Nevertheless, Republicans are determined to convince Americans that Twitter was working with the Democratic Party to prevent the story about Hunter from hurting Joe Biden ahead of the election. That counts as election interference. And Representative Byron Donalds tried to prove it on Wednesday. This must have happened last week. By grilling Yoel Roth, Twitter's former head of public trust and safety, about why a Twitter employee wrote that they handled a request from Biden's team to take down certain posts. And, of course, these were the non-consensual nude photos of Hunter Biden. And so they took it all down there. And, you know, the public does have a right to know what their politicians are like, what kind of people they are, and what they're really doing in their office. And, of course, the politicians are now fighting back because they're now saying that the data about, you know, politicians should be hidden online, that, you know, that... you know, they have a right to privacy, even though our right to privacy, the Fourth Amendment, has been shredded pretty much here. All righty. Another story here from the Truth Seeker. Has Hunter Biden's deranged, drug-fueled lifestyle become a metaphor for Western society? And no matter how many times some children get their fingers burnt, they just can't resist touching that crack pipe again and again and again. And after all that he has been through, the fact that Hunter Biden was still apparently doing cocaine at the White House around July 4th, because he looked really blitzed in that video here. And, you know, maybe they're trying to say this is the new normal and you should all behave this same way. I really don't think so. And, you know, Hunter Biden, you know, was looking very sweaty, nervous, and even more unhinged than the Hunter Biden we've seen many times before, those folksy homemade videos where Hunter is breaking the ground spree record while smoking from a crack pipe and engaged in a bevy of sexual relations by a bevy of women, some of them who look very, very suspiciously young, one of them reported to have been the wife of his own dead brother, Bo. It's kind of a dysfunctional family there. And there's an important point to raise there. If Joe Biden cannot manage his own family, then he's certainly not qualified to manage a country, something that we have seen demonstrated repeatedly over the last several years. All right. Now, Glenn Greenwald was out there reporting earlier today about the alarming situation that the big tech internet platform's top executive positions are for the most part being run by former intelligence agents. And basically it's just CIA has taken its Operation Mockingbird that targeted the conventional broadcast and newspaper media, and they pushed it into social media as well. And under Operation Mockingbird, CIA agents covertly infiltrated and influenced the nation's largest news organizations, and now they're doing it on social media. They absolutely are afraid. I mean, I smell fear coming out of Sodom on the Potomac there. And another article on the same situation here. This is from the original antiwar.com. And the Biden administration, along with mainstream politicians and journalists, were very angry when U.S. District Judge Terry A. Doty forbade the executive branch of the central government from communicating with social media platforms for the purpose of censoring or suppressing constitutionally protected speech. That First Amendment is still the law of the land. Now, another judge has come in and put a temporary stay on that while the lawsuit that was filed against the government goes through the court system and comes out the other side. It's probably going to wind up in the Supreme Court. Now, there was an interesting article over at Travelmaster, and the headline reads, "Who Do You Trust? America's Least and Most Credible News Anchors." And it says, you know, in today's world, we rely heavily on the media to provide accurate information, but it's hard to know who to trust and who to believe is telling the truth. And they went down a list of very well-known popular talking heads in the corporate media, and boy, they were all getting low scores, like in the 20 to 30% area. And it basically shows corporate media has lost the war for the minds of America. Over at John Kaminsky's website, they have an article, "The Battle for Your Own Brain." And it says, you know, how are you supposed to deal with the questions your life depends upon answering correctly if you know the information you must use to fix the problems is predominantly faulty, if not totally false, the recent COVID pandemic and vaccines being a very, very good example. And, of course, every time the United States gets into a war, we're fed a bunch of lies about why we should do it. You know, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. The Lusitania was an innocent steamship, not smuggling weapons to Great Britain when it was sunk by the German Navy. Saddam had nuclear weapons. Assad is gassing his own people, and on and on and on. Apparently, our government absolutely cannot function unless it's able to lie to you. And if it's one thing the independent media has done over the last few decades, is we've taken that ability away from the government. Polls show the American people don't trust what the government says. They don't trust what the corporate media says. And I want to tell you right now, a skeptical people are a free people. And you need to keep that skepticism. Be your own best analyst. And, of course, the other thing the propagandists are trying to do, they're trying to flood social media with a lot of outright junk. In fact, I saw one article that tried to claim that those missing children from the immigration children that are thought to have been sexually trafficked were actually kidnapped by space aliens. I mean, they're getting really desperate. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live in panic is on.
And welcome back to our show here. And apparently having nothing more important to work on, there's a new bill introduced in the House of Representatives by Democrats that would eliminate the use of the words husband and wife in federal laws, instead replacing them with genderless terms like spouse. As reported by Fox News, the Amend the Code for Marriage Equality Act was introduced by Congressperson Julie Brownlee of California, and would change many existing laws by removing husband and wife from pre-existing text. Instead, the new law would replace with words and phrases like a married couple, a married person, a person who has been but is no longer married to, blah, 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 blah. Now, the problem I have with all of this nonsense going on, this political pandering to every single special interest group, means the United States as a whole has lost its sense of direction. It no longer knows what it needs to be, what it should be, where it should be going. And this is very dangerous, as the domestic chaos will only increase in the absence of a consensus of social norms. Maybe that's what they're intending for. Meanwhile, over at the Ray Epps lawsuit against Fox, and if Fox goes broke, he won't get any money, the current attorney for Ray Epps behind the Fox News lawsuit is also the managing director of the 65 Project. Ray Epps' previous attorney worked for the FBI for 9 years and bashed the police on Twitter. And so it looks like this is a deep state operation. Now, there is an alleged Antifa member who stabbed a black conservative journalist in the back amid the 2020 Portland rioting. He has been given probation in connection with the attack. He gets to walk. How wonderful for him here. Meanwhile, over in Illinois, which is that-a-way, their Supreme Court has overturned a lower court ruling, paving the way for the elimination of cash bail on felonies including second-degree murder, drug-induced homicide, and kidnapping. And just like we see politicians lying because nothing bad ever happens to them, we're going to continue to see an explosion of crime because there's no consequence. Crime is erupting all over the country because the criminals believe they can get away with it. And if they get caught, it's going to be a wrist slap. You know, a couple of hours of paperwork and they're back out on the street. Now, out in Alameda County, California, their district attorney, Pamela Price, is battling a recall effort over her failing radical criminal justice policies, and critics are stating her role has really had no impact on crime. The crime is still out of control there, and Pamela Price has come on back saying, well, her critics, they're no better than the election deniers. So, anyway, now, Hollywood actor Jim Cazavelle says that he is about to expose the CIA's pedophile ring, which he claims is the largest in the world. And we know that the CIA are not the swell bunch of guys we see in the Tom Clancy novels. I wish they were. I love the Tom Clancy novels. But we know the CIA has been involved in assassination, election rigging around the world. They deal drugs. They were bringing in heroin from Vietnam, bringing in cocaine from South America, Air America, that whole thing. Barry Seal, remember that? And so I wouldn't put it past them that, you know, they would be engaged in child sex trafficking because it's a big money maker. You can sell a block of heroin only once, but you can sell a child for sexual purposes over and over and over and over again. Donald Trump has come on out saying that, this is something that's been known about for quite some time. And by the way, tomorrow he's going to be giving a private screening of Sound of Freedom at his golf club in New Jersey. And Cazavelle, I think they misspelled it there, and the producer will be present. And this was the setup for Trumpian jaw dropper, where he basically came on out saying that, there's a problem out there. Now, the author of Bloomberg's Saturday smear of The Sound of Freedom was written by a radical LGBT activist who has argued in favor of destigmatizing pedophilia. You know, we keep hearing, it's just another sexual preference. No, it isn't. It's really pathological. And again, you know, I'm nobody to lecture anybody about morality, and whatever consulting adults decide to do with themselves, each other, their friends and their neighbors, small household appliances and animals, fine. Have fun, okay? But hands off the children. You're dealing with children who aren't old enough to understand what's going on, and you're basically forcing them to grow up, which is a one-way street. You're stealing their childhood. You're stealing their innocence, and it's a terrible, terrible thing that you're doing to these kids. And they live with the mental scars for the rest of their lives. They really do. And you know, I really don't understand sexual attraction to children. Maybe it's a power trip, it's kind of sick. Anyway, we've got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon. Socialist banker to the one world goons. Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're going to talk about COVID and other medical issues at this particular time. And Dr. Anthony Fauci has been accused of lying under oath over his knowledge of dangerous virus research in China, which is thought to have caused the pandemic. And this is about the gain-of-function research. And basically, Senator Rand Paul wrote to Attorney General Merrick Garland last week calling for an investigation into whether Dr. Fauci committed perjury when he testified in front of a Senate committee in 2021. And in a showdown with Republicans, including Senator Paul in July of that year, Dr. Fauci testified that his former has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. That is now known to be completely false here. And gain-of-function research is biological weapons. Now, fortunately, what leaked out of the Wuhan lab was apparently a preliminary test case, because it turned out not to be very lethal at all. It was about as serious as the ordinary flu. So as in that current state as a biological weapon, it was pretty tame there. Of course, this new Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever is a completely different story. Don't know if that came out of a lab or not. I guess we'll find that out eventually. Okay, now out in California, there is this very popular burger chain, In-N-Out Burger, and it has issued a directive to its employees from wearing face masks without explicit medical direction. There are still people walking around with these face masks on, which are totally useless, makes it harder to communicate with people because you can't see their facial expressions. And apparently In-N-Out Burger wants customers to see a smiling face at the window. Now, Joe Biden is out there trying to take credit for the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, and he came on out saying it's helped 5 million Americans when they needed it most. Unfortunately for Biden, this program was started under President Trump, and he's just trying to take credit for it again. Getting to the international news, the United Nations says Taliban authorities in Afghanistan continue to arbitrarily arrest and detain individuals suspected of being opposition forces and journalists. Kind of like what the U.S. did to the January 6 people there. So, you know, apparently it's okay when we do it or the U.S. does it, and not so okay when other countries do it. And once again, Joe Biden is sending even more of your money to Ukraine. This time it's $1.3 billion with a B in military aid. And it's in response to the fact that Zelensky's counteroffensive has stalled, and they've now declared it's on a pause, which means they basically called it off, at least for the foreseeable future. So the United States is going to buy $1.3 billion worth of military aid for Kiev. And the new package will include new air defenses, counter-drone systems, exploding drones, and ammunition, which everybody is running out of over there. Now, Biden continues to oppose any kind of audits on the aid going to Ukraine. He doesn't want anybody seeing what's in there or where it's winding up. And, you know, a lot of those weapons, especially the ones the Ukrainians don't know how to use, are showing up on the black market. I mean, if, you know, Zelensky can't actually use the weapons, what he should do is send them on back. Or maybe the U.S. shouldn't send them over there in the first place. They should say, what can the Ukrainians actually, what do they actually know how to use? And that's what we'll send them. So, so far, Washington, D.C. admits it's unable to account for approximately $20 billion in the weapons sent to the Kiev regime. And people are saying it's time to put some controls on this, because it's just money is just vanishing here. Now, getting on back to that bridge that was blown up, the Crimea Bridge, and there's an article out here that actually was a Rumble video. Did Ukraine use NATO weapons to blow up the Crimea Bridge? Well, apparently the underwater drones that were being used were supplied by the British and launched from a civilian ship to target that bridge. And apparently it was a big explosion. I saw a video of it here. And I think the significance of an attack on that bridge is that Zelensky is going to try and retake Crimea by force, because he's been handed an ultimatum by NATO. If you don't make significant progress by the end of the year, that's it. We're going to say it's time for peace talks. We're going to cut off all the money and the weapons. And so Zelensky, in an act of desperation, is probably going to invade Ukraine, and he wanted to cut off that route by which Russia could send military men, weapons, supplies, and so forth into Crimea. But the damage on that bridge isn't that bad, and I imagine it'll be repaired very, very quickly. Meanwhile, in what appears to be an escalation, the Russian military has conducted strikes on Ukrainian facilities used to prepare terrorist attacks. The strikes were carried out in retaliation to the attack on the Crimean Bridge. And so, yeah. another article, this one is coming out. This is a YouTube video. The Russians inflict maximum defeat from Odessa to Kupiansk. And that is of actually earlier today. Another industrial facility was damaged in Nikolaev, where explosions sounded overnight, resulting in a fire. And now, everybody's using Ukraine as a real-world laboratory, testbed, whatever, for their latest and greatest weapons. These weapons have all been evaluated with testing programs, which often are rigged and cheated. Again, there's a book and a movie, The Pentagon Wars, about the development of the Bradley infantry fighting vehicle. If you have not seen it, hunt it down. It's actually a very funny movie, but it's based on the true story. So right now, Russia has introduced a new variant of the Lancet Kamikaze drone. It is a stealth version, and it can swarm. So they can launch a bunch of these. They'll take up a formation and go on in and blitz whatever it is they're hitting. There's also, they're using the Sukhoi S-70 Okhotnik B stealth drone in real combat for the first time. Now, getting on back to all this censorship we were talking about earlier in the show, it has come on out that the FBI was taking directions from Ukraine on what Americans to silence. Now, that's, you know, colluding with another nation to interfere with Americans' First Amendment rights. And for that reason, I think the FBI, I think it needs to be shut down and a whole new criminal investigation bureau started from scratch, from the ground up. Okay, because the current FBI has been politicized over the last several decades. We all remember the abuses of COINTELPRO, the framing of Sirhan Sirhan, the framing of Lee Harvey Oswald, the framing of James Earl Ray, and on and on and on. The crimes of the FBI, I mean, there's books full of them out there. Meanwhile, Britain will announce, actually did announce today, plans to improve the combat readiness of its military, spending £2.5 billion, that's about $3 1/3 billion U.S. dollars, on replenishing the munitions and stockpiles that have been depleted because it's all being sent to Ukraine to be used by Russia for target practice. Okay, now, Russia's announcement that it was withdrawing from the Black Sea Grains Deal has sent a shiver through many countries, mostly Europe and Africa, and you know, the Black Sea Grains Deal, which was brokered by the UN and Turkey, helped bring down global food prices and allowed aid agencies to access hundreds of thousands of tons of food at a time of rising needs and scarce funding. Now, we here in the United States are not going to be affected as much as Europe and Africa, but we are being affected, and we're getting reports of panic buying of flour and various other wheat-based products, because the prices are going to go up. You know, more inflation, more pain for the American consumer. So if you're into baking, you might want to stock up on flour now before the prices go through the roof. And anything else that's made with wheat, like certain beverages. Well, you know, forget Bud Light again. Meanwhile, as part of their new buildup of military packages, the UK Ministry of Defense now wants to develop a hypersonic missile by the end of the decade. Everybody's playing catch-up with Russia and China, and they're going to invest over $1 billion in developing a hypersonic missile. Now, Ron DeSantis came on out with a comment that has basically knocked my view of him down by several points. And he came on out saying that the West Bank is not occupied, suggesting that Israel should be able to continue to build settlements in the Palestinian territories without interference from the United States. And this was in a speech to the Christians United for Israel. And basically, DeSantis put his pro-Israel bona fides on full display, including his efforts to crack down on companies that boycott Israel. And Ron, sucking up to Israel isn't the vote getter it once was. And so I think you just did yourself a huge amount of damage there. Okay, now let's see. Over in the Marshall Islands, the U.S. has a deal for military access to the Pacific Island nation. They're saying, we want to extend it. It's about to expire. We want to extend it. And the Marshall Islands, seeing an opportunity here, is saying, well, we want more compensation from the United States for the nuclear test you did in our country. Now, between 1946 and 1958, the United States detonated 67 nuclear bombs on or above the Marshall Islands. And if you go look at them in Google Earth, you can still see a lot of those craters. One of the explosions, the Castle Bravo, was the largest ever nuclear weapons test conducted by the United States. And the U.S. gave the Marshall Islands $150 million in the 1980s and insisted the funds were a final payment. The Marshall Islands is saying, no, the cleanup is going to cost a lot more. And ultimately, the U.S. will agree because they'll want access to the islands for the upcoming war with China. All right. Now, earlier today, there were reports that a U.S. Army soldier, U.S. citizen, had accidentally wandered away from a tour of the demilitarized zone in the Koreas and crossed into North Korea, and they were trying to make it a big, big deal about, oh, the North Koreans, they should give him back immediately. It was just an accident. And I was immediately suspicious because it means this guy had to leave the group that he was with. And, you know, all modern smartphones have got GPS-enabled mapping applications. So the idea that you could get lost is a little hard to take. And now it's turned out North Korea is reporting this U.S. Army soldier is defecting, okay, to North Korea. Now, we'll see what the final situation is. North Korea could be lying, okay? This could, in fact, have been set up as a provocation to send this guy over the border, let him get grabbed, and then make a big stink. Oh, bad North Korea, bad North Korea, bad North Korea. Now, amazingly, or surprisingly, Henry Kissinger went to Beijing and met China's defense minister, Li Shangfu, and had a talk with him. And what is really kind of interesting is that Kissinger was saying, you know, he's a friend of China, and he was concerned about the communication between China and U.S. has been destroyed because some people in the U.S. did not meet China halfway. And basically he was saying war between China and the United States would be inadvisable. It would be bad for everybody. Yes, it would. And right now, because of Biden's admission about the state of our ammunition stockpiles, we can't take on Russia and we can't take on China. We are going to lose, especially with what they're doing to demoralize our military. And a good example of that is a female National Guard recruit considered resigning after being forced to shower with a transgender person identifying as a woman who still had all the male plumbing down below. So this 18-year-old military recruit was forced to not only shower with the biological male, but she was forced to sleep in between two individuals who were supposedly changing from male to female. And the recruit reported significant distress about the matter and is considering resigning. And if this stuff keeps up, we're definitely going to lose World War III. We're not putting together a fighting force. We're putting together another woke commune, okay? Getting into the economic news, U.S. industrial production posts its first annual decline in 28 months. This is the biggest drop since December 2022. And Baltimore is considering investing billions of dollars to address 14,000 vacant homes. They've got 14,000 vacant homes are scattered across Democrat-controlled Baltimore City. And, of course, they've got a lot of homeless people there as well. Now they want to basically invest billions into renovating these homes and possibly putting them back on the market. And, you know, there's an idea there that might actually work. And that is you take the well-behaved homeless, not the druggies, not the crazies and everything, you know, but homeless people who were made homeless because of the economy or whatever. And you put them in these homes and you give them tools and materials and say, please renovate the building for us. We'll improve the city. We'll get homeless people off the streets. We'll get these buildings renovated and maybe even allow the people to remain in them after they're all repaired up at very low rent. And that would work to solve a lot of problems for a lot less money. Now, speaking of buildings, over in San Francisco, commercial and residential vacancy rates continue to reach all-time highs. People are leaving the city. They are tired of the illegal immigrants. They're tired of the homeless. They're tired of poop in the street. They're tired of drug needles in the street. And some of these big tech buildings are sitting there and nobody wants to buy them. One of the largest offices is from Google. It's a 1.4 million square foot building and it's still on the market. Other big tech companies like Meta and Roku have put up office space for sale. Nobody is coming in. See, back in March, Intel even listed its 505,000 square foot office. So Gavin Newsom wants to turn the rest of the United States into California. I don't think it's really a good idea. And finally, Best Buy is reporting massive price hikes on thousands of different products in the coming weeks. And so, yeah, it's the prices are going to go through. We're in serious, serious economic trouble, and Biden can't seem to pull it together. Anyway, we got to take a break for commercials and we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilaji hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilaji Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilaji as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilaji by other names, shilajit, momio, momi, mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show. We're talking about the economy. And going on back to San Francisco, there's one business that is doing really well, and that is the plexiglass makers, because more and more stores are having to replace their glass front windows with plexiglass to try and deter break-ins here. The Walgreens are now resorting to chaining their freezers to stop shoplifters in this crime-riddled city. You know, they're swiping pizza and ice cream like 20 times a day. And the police aren't doing anything about it. Another branch completely boarded up their windows. Theft has become so bad in San Francisco that stores are padlocking shut their freezers and tying metal chains to ensure the doors remain closed overnight. It really is out of control. Video shot by one potential shopper at a local Walgreens in the city sees aisle after aisle of products locked away behind Perspex and glass out of the reach of thieves. Even lower value items like toothpaste and tissues are under lock and key. Now, Biden's new student loan forgiveness program, which he did in defiance of a Supreme Court ruling on this thing, will cost you, the taxpayer, $475 billion over the next 10 years, according to economic models. And, yeah, Biden's just spending money like there's no tomorrow. And the way he's spending money, there might not be a tomorrow. You know, Douglas MacGregor is saying we're not going to last until next year's elections at all. Over in Britain, they're pushing the cashless economy, and everybody's very concerned about this. Cashless society benefits big business, big corporations, big banks, fraudsters, and totalitarian regimes. And look at what recently happened to Nigel Farage. The banks just basically shut him out. He's going to have to leave the country. And that, it really is, that's a dictatorship. Down in Australia, the Commonwealth Bank has opened several cashless branches where customers will not be able to access their money over the counter. Now, they can still get their cash via on-site ATMs, but they have to use, you know, their bank card. So there's still a record being kept of what they do and when. And there's an article at Zero Hedge saying the war on cash centers on controlling the individual. And that's exactly what's going on. If they move forward with this, I mean, there's all kinds of complications. No more $20 bills inside a birthday card to the kids. No more, you know, being able to help the homeless. Nothing to tuck into the G-strings of the strippers. And a lot of other problems there. As well, and I don't think it's going to really work. And illustrating this is at our local market a few days ago. They have electronic cash registers, but they connect with a remote server, and there was a communication problem, and they couldn't get those registers to work. And that's the problem with the cashless society. What happens if the internet is attacked and goes down? as it likely will be in World War III. And then all of a sudden, nobody can get to their money to buy food. It is a cashless society is a risk to the national security, but apparently the New World Order doesn't really care. Another article, this went out of Sputnik Globe, talking about Germany's economic woes, probably going to continue through the end of the year, and it's their own fault because of their sanctions policy. They've wrecked their own economy, and all these countries sanctioning here, sanctioning there, the sanctions are backfiring, and they're having trouble getting their economies to work. Okay, there's the music. It's time to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023. At antelopehillpublishing.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open. 512-248-8252. Continuing with the economy, China is now making inroads with the Gulf oil monarchies. Now, up until recently, the U.S. has sort of considered the Middle East their turf. Thanks to Biden's catastrophic diplomacy, China is starting to replace the United States as a security guarantor with the petro-monarchies that control so much of the world's oil reserves. And this all goes back to the petrodollar arrangement where the United States went to the oil-producing nations and said, we will guarantee your military security against your archenemy. Take a guess who that is. And in exchange, you will sell your oil only for U.S. dollars. And that meant that people would have to come to the United States and either bring their currencies or bring us products and stuff to get U.S. dollars to buy their oil from the Middle East. Sweet deal for the United States. But with the recent military failures of the United States and especially the fact that the United States cannot control Israel, the Middle East understands the U.S. cannot keep its half of the petrodollar deal, and now they're looking around for somebody else, and China is looking very, very attractive, and these oil-rich Gulf monarchies are leveraging their wealth to deepen ties with China amidst anxiety about the future of their security partnership with the United States of America. Now, 7 months after President Xi Jinping participated in the first China-Gulf summit in Riyadh, economic exchanges between the world's second-largest economy and nations like Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have been accelerating, moving well beyond crude purchases, where Beijing actually has been dominant for years now. So it's another sign that the United States is a failing empire. Now, getting on back to Credit Suisse and their recent collapse, a parliamentary investigation into the collapse of Credit Suisse wants to basically classify all the information they found for a period of 50 years. They must have found something really nasty in there, and they don't want anybody to know about it. So the investigating commission will hand over its files to the Swiss Federal Archives after longer than the usual 30 years to ensure confidentiality in the case. Anytime they say you can't see the files until 75 years or 50 years or whatever, they've got something to hide. Remember when the medical workers and professionals for transparency filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the FDA for all the documentation that was used to grant the emergency use authorization for the mRNA shots? And the FDA said, yeah, we can do that. It's going to take us 75 years to kind of organize it all. And the judge came back and said, no, it only took you 108 days to grant the emergency use authorization. So you better get that document out much more quickly, which they did, ending, I think it was last October. A lot of interesting information in there. Meanwhile, the president of Turkey, Recep Erdogan, is traveling to Saudi Arabia on a three-stop tour of the Persian Gulf states to seek trade and investment opportunities for Turkey's floundering economy. So he has his hand out as well. Meanwhile, looking at what happened to the United States Strategic Petroleum Reserve, Japan, who is a major importer of energy commodities, is proposing the creation of a global emergency reserve for natural gas, similar to the emergency reserve requirements for oil by the International Energy Agency, as the resource-poor, import-dependent nation looks to avoid shortages and price spikes. So they're going to they proposed the global emergency gas stockpile at a gas conference early today in Tokyo. All right. Now, let's see. 512-248-8252. Getting into immigration, and this is an interesting little number. The Department of Homeland Security is admitting that 40% of the catch-and-release migrants have disappeared. No idea where they went. Now, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement failed to deliver immigration court summonses to more than 80% of the illegal immigrants caught and released under the Biden administration's parole program just before the end of the Title 42 pandemic border policy. So the migrants in question were released on parole and given 60 days to check in. 40% never checked in at all. This works out to a success rate of less than 20% for the test population and underscores the struggles the administration will have with the broader population of illegal immigrants caught and released since Biden took office. I'm sure this is intentional. They don't want anybody to be able to track down the illegal immigrants and kick them out of the country without a massive, massive effort. Okay, up in Massachusetts, the governor, Maura Healey, is calling on residents to consider housing illegal aliens in their guest rooms. You're all wealthy people. You've got homes. Your homes have got guest rooms. And just take an illegal immigrant and put them in the guest room. I'm sure it's all going to work out really well. I mean, you know, they might be MS-13 gang members. They might be fentanyl dealers. They might be habitual rapists. But yeah, we'll work over these little bumps. Anyway, the governor is calling it the host family strategy, and it's being put in place to combat the growing homeless population of the state, many of whom are not citizens. Okay. I mean, that's a Band-Aid on a cancer is really what's going on. All right, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Sheldon in Washington State. Hello, Sheldon. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, before we get done, you said to watch a certain movie, and I was driving. I couldn't write down the title, but that'll be in the end. I have a quick question, and then I have a summation. Trump never conceded on the election, did he?
No, he didn't.
Well, so that therefore, then, he's owed back pay, is he not?
If he's acknowledged to still be the president, yes, he's owed back pay, but you need to remember he was donating his salary to charity when he was in the Oval Office.
Oh no! It's not for his sake. It's just that you know, the people that don't need to pay is what I'm getting at. So what was the name of this movie you said?
Oh, I'm trying to remember. One that I'm recommending is Sound of Freedom, and,
No, it was something to do when you were in the midst of talking about war and munitions.
I have to admit, yes, the Pentagon Wars.
Oh, okay, and that's fresh?
Say again?
And that is fresh?
No, it's been out for several years now, but it's probably on your streaming service somewhere. And it was based on a book that was written by a guy actually in on the Bradley Development Program. And it just shows the ridiculous levels of spending and chicanery that went on to get these weapons programs approved. And, you know, these military officers who shepherd these programs through the Pentagon wind up getting very lucrative jobs with the arms manufacturers after they retire from the military, plus together with their military pensions. You know, they're raking in the dough from all of this stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oxy, okay. So then it wasn't as forthright as the Humvee, where they said, we don't want any of these nice, shiny, sparkly things. We want that one that's hung up there in the tree, huh?
I'm not sure what the reference is to, but I'll give you an example from the Vietnam era. And it had to do with the conflict between the M14 and the M16, and the military brass were pushing the M14, which used the same ammunition as one of the machine guns. They thought it would simplify logistics. And they actually went on out and sabotaged the field test of the M16, the design from Armalite. And a lot of soldiers actually got killed because their guns were jamming because they were using the wrong ammunition. Congress intervened, they investigated, and they finally said, no, you're going to use the M16. It does prove to be more reliable and effective than the M14. This is the kind of stuff that goes on in the procurement program.
Yeah, no, I might have heard of that, but I didn't know there were a bunch of deaths involved.
Yeah, there was deaths involved. You know, they were finding these kids shot dead by the Vietnamese, and their guns were dismantled, and they had their toothbrush out from their health kit trying to clean, you know, the buildup, because the powder that was used in the ammunition had a lot of contamination in it and built up a tremendous amount of gunk in the barrel and the mechanism.
Oh, okay. I was told that with the original Humvees, I don't know if it was AM Generals or who, they dumped them out of planes, and they all landed safely, but one of them got hung up, and they had to cut it down, and it bounced around a while, and they thought it was disqualified, and the brass said, no, we want to test this one, too. And from what I heard, that was the one that ended up getting the contract. Thank you for your time. I'm done.
Okay, I hadn't heard about that, but it wouldn't surprise me one bit, because you know, as Eisenhower warned, the military-industrial complex, the officers in the Pentagon who ram these projects through, they wind up getting very cushy, well-paying jobs with the defense contractors after they retire from the military. All righty, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, me and Tom had a little debate about Sound of Freedom, sex offenders, all this stuff. I'm still not going to recommend people see it because this Tim Ballard guy basically adopted two Haitian kids, and basically he's telling everybody that how to solve this problem is we all just need to go to South America and adopt these kids. So if the moral of the story was to stop immigration, you know, if they would use this as saying, hey, there's all these kids at the borders, shut down immigration, period, I would recommend it. But the moral of the story sounds like Tim Ballard just wants everyone to adopt the third world and not be racist.
Well, I have not seen the movie yet, so I really can't comment on it. But there's a lot of things being said about the movie, pro and con, and there has been some exaggeration, to put it delicately. But I'm going to hold off judgment until I actually see the movie, and I do intend to see it. A lot of people are seeing it. They're getting close to $100 million in box office, which for an ultra-low-budget movie like they did, that's pretty amazing. I mean, they're, you know, the big movie studios in Hollywood, they're wondering, why can't we make that kind of a profit on our movies?
Yeah, I think Alex Jones was exaggerating because he said, because I heard him with Tim Ballard, and Tim Ballard's like, we need to rescue these kids. Look at me. I adopted two black kids from Haiti. Aren't I a good Christian? All this crap. And then Alex Jones says, oh, yeah. Well, Tim Ballard started talking about these sex dungeons or whatever. And then Alex Jones says, oh, they caught 20, 30,000 of them here in Texas. It's like, really? Did they catch, like, sex slaves, or are you talking about just illegal immigrants, or like, so I can tell they're pushing it. I think Trump is going to use this, of course. And actually, if you look, if you see in the movie Head of the Snake, which was testimony, Whitney Webb did a documentary with one of the victims of Epstein. Donald Trump's wife used to go around and get the girls. She used to ask, like, 14-year-old girls, do you get good grades, young lady? And come with us in the limousine type thing. So, I mean, I don't know.
Again, I have not seen that movie, so I really can't comment. Anyway, Dan, thank you very much for the phone call.
Thanks.
We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Hello?
Hello?
Mark?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. You're on the air.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd get on that quick. Okay. Listen, I just want to say, you know, I see they're trying to indict the Trump again.
Yes.
And I just don't understand a Republican, okay, or even, you know, I know some of them are, you know, some of them are neocons and really they stand for nothing. But the real hardcore type, and you've got a lot of them in the States. What is wrong with some local prosecutor? Like, take this guy Jack Smith. I don't even know if that is his real name. I mean, you know, it sounds pretty, coincidental. Whatever his name is, okay? Why not take this clown and indict his butt for election interference? Because that's what this is. This is what's happening now. Donald Trump is the presumed next president of the United States. I mean, he's way ahead of Biden in the polls. He's way ahead of any other Republican in their polls. I don't necessarily think he's the best candidate of the Republicans. I like some of these other guys, but I'll vote for Trump anyway just because of what they're doing. Okay, that's my attitude, and I think it's a lot of other people. But,
me too.
So it's about time that Republicans start to get a little imaginative and do the same thing the Democrats are doing. Use local prosecutors to go after some of these clowns. I just don't understand why they just taking it like that.
Well, part of the problem is that George Soros has basically bought most of the prosecutors at that level of the government. I mean, Soros and now his son Alex, you know, they're basically using their money to subvert the Democratic political system, and it's going to be very difficult for Republicans to bring charges against Democrats because the judges are all supporting the liberal Democrats, and they're going to throw the cases out of court. I mean, look at the Supreme Court in 2020. I mean, there was massive evidence of election fraud. The Supreme Court refused to hear any of the cases, and they kept saying, you don't have standing, you don't have standing, you don't have standing. And I'm sure part of the fear was that the American people might stop believing the elections are honest and fair, and they didn't want to have that happen. Of course, it is happening because, you know, more and more Americans really are suspicious that Joe Biden did not, in fact, get 81 million votes.
But the thing is, you still do have some really good attorney generals and local prosecutors around the country, especially in the red states. All it takes is one. Couldn't even be for a small county. Maybe a constitutional prosecutor with a constitutional sheriff. All it takes, indict this clown, bring him, extradite him. You have every right. The states have every right. It's a dual thing. They have every right to do it, just as the U.S. Attorney does. As a matter of fact, they're more constitutional than the U.S. Attorney, because I don't think the Attorney General or the FBI is constitutional officers. And that's why one of the things I like about Vivek Aswamy, he's starting to become my favorite, because he says he will. He basically said now he'll get rid of the FBI and the Justice Department. Look what that, if they're unconstitutional.
Well, look, remember what happened when John F. Kennedy said he was going to get rid of the CIA.
Well, you got to have good security. You know what I mean? You better make sure, even your Secret Service, you better make sure you know who you got watching you, guarding you.
Yeah. Remember Indira Gandhi? She was assassinated by her own security detail.
I know. It happened.
You know, you get enough money. And John F. Kennedy's detail just sat there watching him be shot, and they didn't move until after the headshot. And most of them were out drinking the night before, which is a violation of Secret Service protocols.
They still do it, by the way. They still go out drinking. We found out, you know, it's come out before. Robert F. Kennedy, for instance, he really would have, an axe to grind with these clowns. This is another guy who's probably got a bullseye on his back already. They're probably more afraid of him than they are of Trump, because he really means business. I mean, he knows, his uncle and his father were both murdered by the CIA and the FBI. He knows that.
Yeah, and if another Kennedy gets into the White House, they're going to be able to basically open up those records. And that's why when Teddy Kennedy started his campaign for the White House, there was an assassination attempt on him that ran him off the bridge at Chappaquiddick. But because Mary Jo Kopechne was in the car and drowned, that scandal ended Teddy's chances at the White House, and they just said, we don't need to kill this guy anymore. So, RFK Jr. needs to be really, really careful because, you know, Kennedys get killed. I remember when they were going to marry off Mary Schreiber to Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the joke was they were trying to breed a bulletproof Kennedy.
You know, I'll tell you, one other thing, too.
Okay, Mark, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials. Stay on the line. We'll be right back.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
People are getting stupid, and now there's proof. I'm Peter Serkin with another Liberty Minute. This year's spring edition of Intelligence Online reported on IQ tests of 18 to 60-year-olds. The online magazine has been doing this study for quite some time, and this year's report was the first time that the average IQ of Americans dropped. Usually, the average IQ went up 3 to 5 points every decade. This time it went down. Well, look at the age range. 18 to 60-year-olds. Anyone under 48 was educated entirely under the Federal Department of Education. Those who predate the Department of Education are aging out of the study, skewing the average. Do we really need any more evidence that government, especially the federal government, should not be involved in educating our young people? Instead of critical thinking, young people are being taught sexuality. Logic and reason have become political correctness. History is now critical race theory. This is starting to look a lot like the plot from the movie Idiocracy. And if you own a firearm, then you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here, and we're finishing up with Mark in North Carolina. Mark, take it away.
Yeah, I just wanted to say one more thing about what the Republicans maybe should do. Not the Republicans, maybe the Trump campaign, his attorney. And that's take this thing directly to the United States Supreme Court right now, all these phony indictments, and say that it's election interference and that it should be at least put off till after the election. I think they could do that. And I think the Supreme Court might rule in this favor. It's hard to say. Supreme Court is pretty unpredictable these days.
Well, obviously what Jack Smith is trying to do, you know, he doesn't need to convict Trump of a felony. I'm sure he'd be happy if he could. But what they're doing is going back to the 14th Amendment that says anybody advocating for insurrection cannot hold public office. Now, this is from like the end of the Civil War, but that's the only card they've got to play. The problem is every video of Donald Trump on that day, he's saying be peaceful, cooperate with the police. And then when things started to get out of hand at the Capitol building, he went on TV and said, go home, go home. And, you know, I mean, that's all he's got to show there to create that reasonable doubt. Of course, you know, there is so much riding on this case from the Democrats' point of view. They could load the jury. They could tamper with the jury. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, but it's a D.C. jury, just like a kangaroo court.
Yeah.
D.C. juries today, D.C. is very much like the old South was when have a black man on trial, especially if it had anything to do with a white woman. It was stacked. I mean, you know, black man couldn't a fair trial, or if a black person was murdered, you couldn't convict the Klansman or somebody like that. You just could. This is the way the D.C. juries are stacked today. Against conservatives, populists.
Well, I'm sure that Trump's lawyer will argue for a change of venue based on his inability to get a fair trial there, and we'll probably see the judge saying, no, we can be completely fair here. You know, prisoner Trump. I'm sorry, I mean President Trump. So we'll just see what happens.
All right. Can you keep me on, Mike?
Yeah, sure. You can just listen on there, and we're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Did you hear about the Israeli President Isaac Herzog was meeting with President Biden today?
Oh, man. Talk about Biden losing it. He was just mumbling there. His chin was down on his chest. It looked like he actually fell asleep at one point there. And when it was all over, they kicked the press out without taking any questions. I mean, you know, Biden's deteriorating, you know, very, very fast. And, you know, when they stole the election for him back in 2020, they probably thought he would make it through the first term appearing reasonably competent. But no, the deterioration is definitely rapid at this point.
Yeah, and the next one up is just worse. Kamala, can you imagine that? And that's why, in my opinion, that they're trying to get Trump disqualified in any way they can. He'll roll over anybody, even any of his challengers in the Republican Party. He's going to be the nominee. And his poll numbers are so big that they may not be able to cheat him out this time.
And well, they're certainly going to try, but if they do run Biden in 2024 against Trump, and Biden miraculously wins, 50 million votes, 500 million votes, whatever, the American people are going to know what happened, and they are definitely not going to be very happy about it, because what holds our democracy together is the idea that we the people maintain ultimate control of the country through the ballot box. And if that's been taken away from us, if we are all disenfranchised, the next step is going to be some really ugly stuff that I would like not to happen, but at this point it's looking inevitable.
Yeah, I think before the bullets start flying, some of these state governors and their attorney generals need to step up and start filing felony charges against federal people who are breaking the law. I mean, appealed Paxton here in Texas. He appealed to the Supreme Court, and his case wasn't heard. But they can have a case in the state itself and charge people. What do you think of that?
I think there would be jurisdictional problems on that one. I'm not a lawyer. Never even played one in a movie, but I would have to go research that, because I'm not sure about the ability of the states to sue federal government officials in their official capacities.
Well, not just sue them, but criminally charged for a state law violation. But anyhow, that's not why I called. I was going to hit real quick on the M16. The reason that it was such a failure at first is actually designed for the 7.62 by Mr. Stoner, who worked in this company. Armalite was a subsidiary of Fairchild Aviation, and they came out with this competitor to the M14. He lost, but they downsized it with this gas impingement system, where the gas would actually flow directly on the bolt.
Yeah, I know how that works. When I tried to build an AR-15, I learned all about the mechanism. Bruce, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tahi Boutique Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details, or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor?
Welcome back to our show here. Before we go back to the phones here, a story is just now coming on in. The Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel of Michigan has filed felony charges against 16 Republicans that signed a letter stating that Donald Trump actually won the Michigan 2020 presidential election. That's covered under the First Amendment. And, I'm talk about dictatorship. Talk about a banana republic. I mean, it's just completely out of control here. All right, we're going to go back to the phones, 512-248-8252. Francis in North Carolina, welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hey, young man.
And howdy.
Great big hug and hello to Claire. Let me get to one thing at a time for that matter. As far as Mr. Ballard and what was going on being said about him and what he was doing and so forth and so on since even before the film came out, given that he has a huge family to start with, I really can't blame their family for adopting children from elsewhere that have been abused or whatever the case is or going through whatever type of trauma that they're having to go through counseling to start with. So when I hear people complaining about that, guess what? What have you done lately to help children that are being abused or worse, for that matter? So until then, clam it. At least he went out there and did something about it. Fatherland Security didn't do anything about it. The Alphabet Soup Agencies didn't do anything about it. And yes, it's true that Epstein Island is not the only island out there that they're doing the sex trafficking of children and so forth ad nauseum. So until then, get over it and get on with life. Aside from that, two things. Yes, I imagine Joy Boy is going to end up locking up their financial records of what was going on transaction-wise with the Ukraine with Zelensky and so forth, which is illegal, but then again, what politician hasn't done something illegal in a district of criminals to start with? But the aspect of it, he'll probably lock up the financial records for 5 decades. So being about 2050 or 2060 or who knows what, it would finally be available, but if anybody's still around to recall that situation to begin with, that dilemma. So we'll see what happens with that, let alone somebody that actually goes in the office and actually okay, that was interesting.
That didn't come from me. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, I'll say. But anyway, the aspect of another official going into play and in district criminals and actually doing an executive order to release these said documents that have been locked away for who knows how many decades for that matter. Now, here's an interesting question for you. As far as mentioned earlier in the hour about various items either going out of price range or whatever that's being jacked up like the out of the wazoo or unavailable anymore, do you recall by chance what items what those were? Because when you were talking about it, the sound on my toy went out, so I didn't catch what that was about.
Well, according to Best Buy, the prices on everything are going up, and right now, because of the end of the Black Sea grain deal, wheat futures are way, way up. There are already reports of panic buying here in the United States, and certainly down in Africa and up in Europe, it's going to be a real problem for them.
So basically, electronics and grain-based food stock is going to be an issue, which I can comprehend that. Of course, then again, that's not going to be any different unless it's really astronomically priced out of range, because we're already dealing with inflation now as is, to the point that we are going from a recession to a depression. And a lot of people probably fault with that and say there's no such thing as going into a depression. Then you tell me what's going on with the U.S. and the fact that the various, DOT is getting a slack on the road surfaces and so forth, ad nauseam, and not really doing the job that was supposed to be done, because they either don't have the workforce, unless they resort to people coming in illegally and bringing them into the DOT to do that type of work, let alone any other part of the infrastructure here in the U.S. is going to put in a handbasket. So anyway, with that, I'll have a green olive that's not rainbow with my margarita, dear. Have a great weekend. Have fun. Later.
Thank you very much for the phone call. We still have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Guy in Arizona. Hello, Guy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. First-time caller, but long-time listener. I think I'm trying to remember when I first started listening to you. I know it was before Caribbean John. It's probably at least, 10 years ago?
But, could very well be. I've been doing talk radio for 16 years. I've been doing the website for 30.
Yeah, yeah. So I always appreciate your even keel. I like you and Alex Jones, but Alex Jones gets so riled up sometimes I got to turn him off. But I've never really heard you get so riled up that you turn people off. Except for I remember when Tom was going crazy. Sorry, Tom. But you had about 10 times in a row before you finally had to give up on him. But he seems like he's a lot better now since you brought him back on. I think he was,
I've tried to sort of tutor him, you know, to slow down and speak more clearly because, he has been better of late here. And he's listening to us now because he's sitting on hold.
Hi, Tom. But, yeah, I appreciate his insight on the immigration, illegal immigration, I should say, especially mm-hmm. coming in Miami and stuff. It sounds terrible. So, but anyway, I wanted to talk about RFK Jr. I heard Mark talk a little bit about it. I just missed a little bit. But did you hear him say that his father was not shot by Saran Saran? He had mm-hmm. two shots that went after, then four shots. He said the autopsy was from someone behind him, and Saran was never behind him, and there was a
That's
DNA
correct.
Operative.
That's correct.
I've never heard you say that before. I haven't talked about it in a while, but
I probably ought to do a segment on that. But yeah, there were all kinds of problems. There were more bullet holes in that pantry than Sirhan's gun could actually hold. And you're right. The shots that actually killed Robert F. Kennedy were into the back of the head, and Sirhan was in the front. The FBI actually tried to stage a photo where Sirhan was leaning across this stove in order to reach around back. But it would be completely ridiculous for him to try and do that. You know, just stand there, aim center mass, and pull the trigger. And Sirhan appeared to be drugged or hypnotized, and he'd been seen wandering around before the assassination in the company of a woman in a yellow polka dot dress. And I have a tape of a witness being interrogated by LAPD, and they're insisting, no, there was no woman in a polka dot dress. You know, you're defaming the memory of Robert F. Kennedy, and just browbeating her into changing her testimony. And that's at my RFK page. It's Serrano was the name of the witness, I think.
Okay, and it's, I didn't look at that one, but I heard him on one of the podcasts. I listened to a bunch of podcasts and stuff. So, but he said that, and I don't remember ever hearing. Then I Googled it. Of course, can't find Google. But then I went on another one. Was it Brave? I think. And then he talked about it to Mike Tyson a couple of years ago.
Yes.
So I was like, how is that not big news? How is that not unbelievable news? That's like, what the heck is going on in our country?
We were in a season of assassinations. You had John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King, an attempt on George Wallace. You know, the entire, you know, political leadership was being, you know, changed. As Jim Garrison said, we are in the middle of a coup d'etat.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was going to think of, I mean, how many things in history have been changed? I know you talked about, I remember you talked about Lithuania was full of arms. And I was like, what? That can't be true. And I looked it up and yep, that's true. It's full
of
arms.
It
and
is
actually,
true.
The New York Times had an article saying, don't go on the Lithuania. It's a warship. We're going to sink it. It's like, what?
Well, there was another interesting story about the Robert Kennedy assassination. And there had been a high school kid who was into photography in that pantry, and he had been taking pictures at the moment of the assassination. And the LAPD basically confiscated the film and then refused to give it back. And finally they said, I'm sorry, we lost those negatives, which, of course, would be worth a bloody fortune on the open market.
Yeah.
And so the photographer sued the state of California for a huge amount of money. And then all of a sudden California said, oh, don't worry, we found the negatives. They were up in Sacramento. We're having a courier bring them down to Los Angeles right now. So the courier flies on down. He's got this little case with the negatives in there. And he's leaving L.A. airport, and he discovers his rental car has a flat tire. So he pulls into a service station to get the tire patched, and he goes to the bathroom, leaving the case with the negatives in the car on the seat. And naturally, when he comes on back, the case is gone with the negatives. And, oh, gee, what a horrible thing. Must have been just an ordinary thief who didn't know what they had. And that was the end of that evidence.
How is that not huge news? How is that not huge news that we don't hear that kind of stuff? I mean, well,
because
I guess
they
I know.
Don't want you to think that there was anything funny about the Robert Kennedy assassination, especially after all the doubts regarding the John F. Kennedy assassination.
John F. Kennedy, yeah, I know. I've read about a bunch of that. Oliver Stone had that on there. Did you ever see the Oliver Stone Ukraine on Fire one?
No, but huge. I need to look that up.
Yeah, look up everyone listening, Ukraine on Fire by Oliver Stone. He did this like 3 or 4 years ago, and he's got Putin, he's got the ex-president of Ukraine, and then they actually have pictures of the coup going on in 2014, and then they got John McCain and Lindsey Graham saying, we got your back, we're going to help you with this coup, and I was like, what? And how is that not? That's huge news, too. And of course, then they say Putin, and then if you say anything like this, then you're a Putin puppet. And it's like, what in the world is going on? I don't know. It's very strange. And it seems like the last 5 years it's gone even more. Except for like
it's just that with the independent media, that news actually is getting out. And that's why they're trying to find some way to shut the independent media down, because they need to, control the news again. They need to take control of the minds of America. They need to be able to cover up their crimes and corruptions. And, they're obviously scared, you know. And
yeah,
we have this little mug we sell over in our online store, and it says the fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one while everybody is watching. And that's what's going on right now.
Isn't it just like the Third Reich, though? Kind of just keep telling lies and lies and bigger lies, and then even you believe it. Do they even believe this stuff? I have no idea. It's so weird. It's very strange. So.
Okay, well, I'm looking at my RFK page, and it is very, very thin. Mostly it focuses on the audio of Susan Serrano's, Sandy Serrano's testimony. She saw the woman in the pink polka dot dress. And this LAPD officer, Detective Hank Hernandez, who apparently had intelligence connections, was out there saying, no, there was no girl in a polka dot dress. And then I have a scan of the actual LAPD teletype, you know, putting out an all-points bulletin for the woman in the polka dot dress. So
polka dot dress.
And again, there were more bullet holes in the
really
pantry.
I would hit that hard. And if you can put a clip of what RFK actually saying, I mean, he's in his own words. He's saying he's seen the autopsy, and I think what did he say? He said that the evidence is that it, the gun was inches away from his dad.
There was stippling around the bullet entrance mark, and that's a almost contact wound.
It was contact. He said actually, what it was, I forgot the word he used, but it's basically like a branding, like the gun's, you know, the gun's hot there right at the tip. So it's actually put a little branding on there. So that's why the coroner is saying it was within an inch, maybe, you know, 2 inches max. So
yeah.
In my mind, this country is like, you gotta be kidding me. Huh? So I would push that one. And if more people hear that, I would tend to think that what can we believe? I mean, it's just, there's so many things. And yeah,
well,
you're right. The independent.
Remember what George
more.
Carlin used to say? I don't believe anything the government says. And that's good advice.
You're exactly right. Well, I appreciate talking to you. Oh, a shout out to Marco. He challenged me about a month or two ago. But all you longtime listeners, why don't you call in once in a while? So that's what I did. So,
well, thank you for the call,
and
I appreciate it, and I appreciate
like
you've been listening for a long time. Thank you for the call, and we're going to go to Pat in Texas. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I wanted to say something about our victory for Haider, H-E-I-D-E-R, Garcia, G-A-R-C-I-A. Who ran our elections in 2020 in Tarrant County, and obviously he cheated the whole thing, and he just resigned June 23rd. You can find it on Conservapedia. I think it's called Patriot Report. Haider Garcia resigned. Anyway, for 59 years, Tarrant County never voted a Democrat until he ran the election. And he was part of, trained by Smartmatic. Does that tell you anything?
There are questions about their machines right alongside Dominion. ESNS, you know, there were suspicions about their machines. We got to get rid of the machines. And for as long as there's been elections, there's been election fraud. And that's just the reality there.
They're looking now into whether or not he violated, Texas and Tarrant County law and things that he did. I mean, like he had that same company, that printed the crazy ballots over there in Arizona, print ballots. And then he got caught, wanting to, buy $150,000, laser, slicer to, cut them down because they didn't fit. Oh, it took him, when he got caught, it took him 56 days. I mean, they took 56 people counting these crazy ballots that weren't any good. He just got caught last time. And I wanted to say that I have a friend who writes Christian books, and this Lorraine Day lady has been put on the air, and she says there's no hell. So I got him, thank goodness I got him, instead of him being all over the world. And I said, Dan Bertram Griffey is his name. He wrote, World War III and Prophecy about 20 years ago. And I said, what do you think about people who say there's no hell? He said, well, I would tell them to go to YouTube, and I would tell them to put in, I was in hell, and see what all they get. I said, yeah, you're right.
You know, Pat, there is a hell. Just look out your window and look at Washington, D.C., and, you know, it's down there already, and you know, we're going to heck in a handbasket. What can I tell you? All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call here. And we're going to skip the last commercial break here and go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? I imagine your ears are burning.
Yeah. Hey, Mike. I'm glad that guy likes when I call in. I'm glad he put my name out. Also, I want to realize that I used to drink three cups of Cuban coffee a day. And I, so I cut it back. The secret is I cut it back down to one mic. So I could slow down a little bit. You know what I mean?
So yeah, for a while there, we thought really you'd been up. Partying with Hunter Biden.
Well, you know, I wish, you know what I mean? You know, Hunter knows a lot of chicks. That's my kid or something. Hunter got the closet full of chicks, so, you know, he could set you up, you know. I never want to slap
him. Well, I'm happy
anyway,
married,
Mike,
and I don't fool around.
Yeah, me too, Mike. I, of course, I understand. But here, Mike, here's what I want to go to. That's good. We got new callers calling in, Mike. That really is. It's good to have another voice in, you know, in the queue. You know what I'm saying? But here, Mike, I want to talk about the New York schmuck flying Times. Mike, they just reported that they were all reporting about the COVID deaths. It was just all over Breitbart Newsmax. They were lying their A's off about how many deaths were happening with COVID. So it was, Mike, there again, another Kabbalist lie from the New York flying Times. The schmuckers are lying their tails off in New York in the Times about COVID deaths. This is shameful. But now, Mike, here's the main reason I called you. Well, there's two main reasons. I'll make it real quick. Did you see the video of this Alejandro Mayorkas with Ted Cruz and Senator Josh Hawley? Did you see it, Mike?
You actually watch it? I don't think so. Fill us in.
You've got to watch it, Mike. Everybody in RBN should watch the tape of Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz grilling this guy, Alejandro Mayorkas, whatever the hell. This guy needs
Mayorkas.
Mike, I'll tell you what. I'm going to throw it out there. This guy needs to be held for treason and executed. Like Casper Weinberger wanted to do to Jeffrey, what was the guy, Pollard? Casper Weinberger told Ronald Reagan, let me take this guy in front of the White House. Remember that, Mike, the big stink about Casper Weinberger? He wanted to take this guy, Pollard, out, get rid of him because he knew he was the biggest traitor ever was in the United States. That was out of Casper Weinberger. Remember that, Mike? That story?
I remember that.
Okay. He was a Jew telling another all the Jews that this dude needs to go. That was a Jew, Casper Weinberger, who was saying that to Ronald Reagan at the time, that this guy committed the biggest treason against this country in history. That was on Casper Weinberger's mouth, not mine. Now, Mike, I want to go back to this guy would not answer one question, Mike. If you watch the tape, I feel like if I could jump into the TV and grab that guy by his neck, Mike, that's how outraged I was. Hearing this guy lie after lie after lie about all the deaths that have occurred at the border. All the people are dying, pregnant women are dying, you know, young kids are dying, young girls are getting raped like mad.
Yep.
Bringing gang members in here by the thousands. They showed videos, Mike, of Chinese nationals. They had over, 370 Chinese in different buses, Mike, the Ted Cruz brought out. And these Chinese are all like 17 to 22 years old. No females, all males. No females of these Chinese nationals coming into our border, Mike. What is that telling you?
Like, it does look like it's an invasion.
You got a woman in China? Exactly. Now, you need to watch the video. Everybody should go, when they have time, go on YouTube, punch up Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, Senator, Mayorkas, and watch what happens. But here's the main reason I called. Mike, did you get a chance to see this imbecile, this inbred, James Carville on CNN the other night, talking about if Cornel West gets in the race, what will happen to Biden?
Yeah, I've been hearing that from a lot of Democrats. They're very concerned that Cornel West could peel away a lot of Democrat votes.
So, well, listen, James Carville was bringing up Jill Stein. He was bringing up all these other Ralph Nader. And he was saying even if he stays in for 6 months from January till June of next year, that Biden will lose the election in October. He's got to get out. They're going to try to buy this Cornel West off right away.
Well, we're hearing all kinds of talk where the DNC is getting cold on the idea of rerunning Biden. We're hearing that some of the top Democratic donors are saying, no, we're not going to waste money on Biden. Find us another candidate.
Well, according to James Carville, this guy, this imbecile, This guy's a whack job. I don't know. He's married to a really conservative woman. I just don't get how that marriage lasts. It's amazing to me. I don't know. It's like this Kellyanne Conway. All these broads are married to all these fruitcakes. It's unbelievable. But Mike, here's what I want to talk about. This guy Carville is basically saying that Cornel West holds the the aces. He's holding the aces right now. Not okay. Manchin. If Joe Manchin runs, it would affect the Demon Rat Party. But the Demon Rat Party is actually Cornel West is going to get whatever he wanted, just like the Black American. The Black congressman in South Carolina did when he got Biden elected. What was his name? I can't remember his name right off the hand. Anyway, he was a congressman, and he's still in the Congress in from South Carolina. But you know, also, Mike, I think Donald Trump may have to pick. He'd probably pick a woman, but if he does, he might have to go with Tim Scott. He may have to go with Tim Scott.
I've been hearing rumblings that Tim Scott might be Trump's choice as running mate.
Yes, he's definitely going to get a gap cabinet position. He could be all kinds. You know, he's not VP. He'll be something in Trump's cabinet if Trump were to win, which I think he will if this guy Cornel West stays in the race. But, you know, Mike, hearing Carville talking and acting like an imbecile, going crazy, and, you know, and he does all these weird gestures and stuff, and he's talking about Bill Clinton and Hillary. I mean, this guy is a fruitcake. But, Mike, look who's running the DNC. They're going
to
have their...
Okay, Tom, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we are at the end of the program here. The music is playing. Thank you for the call. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Please continue to support us during these very difficult times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, July 18th, 2023 edition of the National Intel Report.
I am your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you as always for the next 2 hours. Now, the title of this evening's broadcast, Complying Means Dying, either sooner or later. Now, I have a special guest tonight for the full two-hour broadcast. He is an author, a researcher, an activist, as well as a firm believer in natural